October 25, 1898. Christ's Representatives. Number 2. Ellen G. White. The image of God is to be impressed upon and reflected in humanity. The cold heart is to be quickened and glow with divine love, a love that beats in union with the love that the Redeemer has evidenced for you. No longer shall you complain that you do not understand, for your teacher has ascended to heaven, and his first interest is to advocate the cause of all who believe in him. He has assured us that the Holy Spirit was given to abide with us forever, to be our leader and our guide. He asks us to trust him and commit ourselves into his keeping. The Holy Spirit is constantly at work, teaching, reminding, testifying, coming to the soul as a divine comforter, convincing of sin as an appointed judge and guide. Christ was the Spirit of truth. The world will not listen to his pleadings. They would not accept him as their guide. They could not discern unseen things. Spiritual things were unknown to them. But his disciples see in him the way, the truth, and the life. And they shall have his abiding presence. They shall have an experimental knowledge of the only true God and of Jesus Christ, whom he hath sent. To them, he says, you will no more say, I cannot comprehend. No longer shall you see through a glass darkly. You shall comprehend with all saints what is the length and depth and breadth and height of the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The honor of God, the honor of Jesus Christ, is involved in the perfection of your character. Your work is to cooperate with Christ, that you may be complete in him. In being united to him by faith, believing and receiving him, you become a part of himself. Your character is his glory revealed in you. And when you shall appear in his presence, you will find the benediction awaiting you. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The thought that their teacher was going to leave them filled the disciples with sorrow, but he comforted them with the assurance that he was coming again to take them to the place he would prepare for them. He assured them that if he went not away, he could not provide them with an advocate. They would rejoice in the presence of the Holy Spirit, which was to be with them always. He told them that if he went not away, they could not do a greater work, but that deprived of his personal presence, by faith, they would see and know him, and by continuance in his love, by showing their appreciation of the truth in revealing to others what truth is, in obeying his commandments, and bearing a living, vital testimony in doing his work that he had left in their hands, carrying it forward to completion, they would become representatives of Christ.